crowded room where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way, he knows his claret from his Beaujolais. I think he'd like to have been running Craig, but then nature didn't make him that way.
Imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up. We'll be right back.
takes me back to Tennessee. And they ask, who's that fool in the corner crying to see? Little old wine drinker me. She left for Florida on a train.
That's right.
I thought I'd get a job and just get her. But in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same.
Yeah.
I asked the man behind the bar to play the jukebox. Takes me back to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And they ask, who's that fool in the corner crying? I say, little old wine drinker me. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Little old wine drinker me.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Count on, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
It was about a year and a half ago, I guess, when we's in the city for a convention where they's gonna show us some new products and all. Well, we finished up about supper time, and I got me some to eat quick-like and thought I'd head out and do some exploring, seeing how I might not come here again for quite a spell. Well, I got to walking, and I want to tell you that I done seen every kind of place you could imagine. I did. There was a place for eating, a place for drinking, a place for dancing, and just about everything I can think. But there's this one place that seemed kind of curious. I could hear the music playing from outside, and it wasn't like the music we used to back home. I mean, I couldn't hear a fiddle, nor banjo, nor steel guitar anywhere to be heard. Now, it was loud and thumping, and there's a big muscly fella sitting outside. And he says, friend, come on in. I says, I believe I will. Then he tells me it's going to be $10. I says, $10 for what? And he says that that's for the cover charge and your first drink. I says, in that case, I believe I'll have me a big arm. Well, friends, I walked inside and I want to tell you that I ain't never seen such a place in all my days. They was men sitting around and smoking cigars and hooting and a-hollering, and pretty gals walking around carrying drinks and wearing the scampiest little things, and I don't know what all. Then I looked up and I seen on a big stage, like the kind at the state fair, a pretty little number wearing nothing but a smile and some of them big old high heel boots. She was. Now she's wiggling around and dancing, and the men, they's giving her dollars, which is kind of silly-like, because she doesn't have no place to put them. Well, I looked over, and I says to the fella next to me, I says, where have I stumbled upon? I did. Well, he pulled that cigar out his mouth, and he pats me on the back, and he says, friend, have a lap dance. So he waves down one of the gals with the skimpy-like outfit, and she starts a-dancing about me real slow-like. And when she turned around, I could see that her shorts was too small. Like maybe she ain't gotten any new ones for a while, because these ones was a-binding and a-creeping. They was. Well, she done finished her dance and says to me, that'll be $10. Again with the $10. And this time I was pretty sure there wasn't going to be no big orange to go along with it. It was getting on about 9:30, and I figured since it was so late and I'd done run out of $10 bills, I'd best be getting off. Now, I ain't never been back to that there place since, but I have done some studying. Now, what I figure is that that was a charitable type place where the men who's all rich and such come together to give them their gals, who's less fortunate and all, some of their extra money, so as they can go out and buy clothes.
Our next guest is a fine singer. Let's bring him out. Jimmy Swatzman, right? Here he is. Jimmy Swatzman.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Come to the cabaret, old chump. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom. Come hear the music play. Come to the cabaret, old chump. Come to the cabaret. Taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use forbidding some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Come to the cabaret, old chum.
You know, I like to let the audience know. I like to let him know that he had no idea what he was going to sing today, right?
No,
he had no idea whatsoever. Huh? He just came out. That's a trooper for you, too. Have you been singing long, Jim?
Well, yeah, I guess I've liked 11 years.
11 years. That's quite a while. How old are you?
Well, I'm 19.
19. Well, you got a long way to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got a stairway to stardom. You know, you got to study hard.
It's exciting. Yeah.
Taking any lessons from anybody?
Not now. Not right now.
Uh-huh. But you do want to pursue this career.
Yeah. Well, I also want to pursue being a musical actor.
Done any shows or anything?
Yes. Since I was 12 years old, Hello Dolly, Fiddler on the Roof, Guys
really?
And Dolls.
That's quite a resume. Yeah. Well, good luck to you. This is Jimmy Swatzman, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors merciless.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Trap of freedom.
freedom.
To the years.
said you'd be at the party. When I got there, you weren't there. What are you trying to do to me? Put me on a sick trip or something? You know something? I don't kiss on my first date. I know you're aware of it. Hey, baby, you're everything to me. But did I ever tell you? I got a real crush on Karen.
Again, take away, take away. take away this ball and
friends, this is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia, Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond.
Cecil, old boy, I'm thirsty. Be a nice host to your ghost and fetch me a bottle of this Seven Down.
Yes, sir, Mr. Spook. Seven Down.
Little woman's voice. She calls. I'd better be there. Cheerio, Cecil, little boy.
He's a scared spook. But the spook spooks. What a nice
I'm gonna hurt my baby tonight.
just another false alarm.
It could. This new breed, encased and contained within the subtle skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female.